Hey, and welcome back to the Mother-Daughter Relationship Show podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. My family is in the process of moving across the country. We're moving from California to Louisiana. I am a military spouse, and it is time for my husband to basically PCS with his job and for us to move somewhere new. So during this move, I am going to have guest hosts who are helping me to keep the podcast going while I focus on packing and moving and getting us settled into our new home, and then I'll be back. So you'll have 3 weeks of guests, and I invited each of them because their episodes previously did well, so they're people that are coming back. They are episodes that you guys seem to have enjoyed because they have some of the highest listeners and like download rates, and I just thought that they could come back and provide either a deeper perspective or a new perspective on the mother-daughter relationship for you guys and just give you a chance to hear from somebody else versus not hearing from me. That way I don't feel overwhelmed or that I'm trying to manage too many things all at once. So in this episode, you're going to hear from Dr. Cecily Moore. She is quickly becoming a friend of mine, and I'm excited to have her come back. I am going to let her introduce herself, let her jump into her own episode, and anything that she wants to link, anything that she wants to guide you to, is going to all be in the description box below. So please check out what she's offering you. Please go check out her website, go learn more about her and her work, and spend some time just getting to know her. So I hope that you enjoy this episode from Dr. Cecily Moore. And I will be back in a few weeks, and you will get to hear from me again. Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Relationship Show, the podcast for mothers and daughters who want to build stronger bonds, deepen their understanding, and transform their relationships. I'm your host, Brittany Scott, licensed therapist and mother-daughter relationship coach. After years of working with hundreds of daughters and mothers, I've developed strategies that help break generational patterns, heal wounds, and create the loving relationships you've always wanted. Each week, I'll be sharing insights from real clients, expert interviews, and practical tools you can use immediately to improve your mother-daughter dynamic. Whether you're struggling with communication breakdowns, navigating major life transitions, or simply want to take your already good relationship to the next level, the show is for you. And yes, the transformation I guide my clients through can be yours too. I'll share more about how you can work with me. It's time to experience the relationship you both deserve. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Welcome, welcome. I am Dr. Cecily Moore, a licensed mental health counselor, clinical supervisor, speaker, and coach. And some of you may remember me from episode 45. Today, I will be guest hosting the Mother-Daughter Relationship Show. As a quick reminder, I am the practice owner for Dr. Cecily Moore and Associates, a small private practice and coaching company that really focuses on working with Black female therapists, unlearning the strong Black woman narrative, and rewriting their relationship with labor, emotional labor, invisible labor, and physical labor. Today, we have a really special episode planned. This episode is about when the daughter becomes the mother and how motherhood rewrites the mother-daughter relationship. I want to jump right in because I am super excited about this topic. This topic actually is how I started in my work around unlearning the strong Black woman narrative. So let's just jump right in. Many of us, many women assume that motherhood is primarily about learning how to care for a baby. And oh, we are so wrong. It is so much more than that.
But once you get the news, that first experience, we become consumed with, how do I care for this baby? What you will soon discover is that motherhood rewrites your relationship, not just with yourself, but with your own mother. There is a moment in early motherhood when something profound happens. There's a realization. And this realization is that I am no longer just someone's daughter. I am now someone's mother. And this shift changes everything. It changes how you understand caregiving, how you understand sacrifice, how you understand your own mother, and sometimes how you understand the wounds that you carry. Today, we're going to hone in and talk about what happens psychologically when the daughter becomes the mother. There's a term or a definition that we will talk about, and that term is matrescence. Matrescence is the identity shift of becoming a mother, and how this transition often reshapes the mother-daughter relationship in all of its complexity, power, and sometimes very painful ways. The word matrescence describes the developmental transition into motherhood. This definition, this term, was coined back in the 1970s, and it's meant to describe a process similar to adolescence. So just like adolescence is the psychological and identity transition into adulthood, matrescence is the psychological and identity transition into motherhood. I find it interesting that our culture and our society rarely talks about this. Instead, motherhood is often framed as something that should feel natural, instinctual, and seamless. Matrescence is a huge and massive identity shift. It includes changes not just around identity, but around body and relationships, priorities, emotional landscapes, and even your sense of self. I really believe that the change that happens around sense of self is one of the most important changes that happens when the daughter becomes the mother. During matrescence, women are often renegotiating questions like, who am I now? What kind of mother do I want to be? What parts of my childhood do I want to repeat? And what parts of my childhood do I want to do differently? In the middle of asking ourselves these questions, many of us find ourselves revisiting the relationship with our own mother. One of the most surprising psychological shifts during matrescence is that motherhood often changes how we see and experience our own mothers. Before becoming mothers ourselves, we tend to see our mothers primarily through the lens of being a daughter. But when you become a mother, you suddenly gain a new perspective on what caregiving actually requires. For some new moms, this will bring about compassion. You begin to see the pressures that your mother was under. You may realize that she was tired, she was unsupported, or even that she was doing the best that she could with what she had. This is not the experience for all of us. For other women, motherhood brings clarity and even grief. You may realize, I would never treat my child the way that I was treated. motherhood can surface memories, emotions, and realizations that have not fully been processed before. So this shift, though it can include compassion, it can be accompanied by grief, anger, understanding, forgiveness, and sometimes boundary setting. We could also be navigating all of these emotional experiences simultaneously, all at once. Becoming a mother does not just add a new role. It reshapes your identity. You are no longer just the child in the family structure. You are now a part of the maternal line. I want to share a quick story about my realization that I was a part of the maternal line. So imagine, I've already had one baby. That experience introduced me to postpartum depression, and it gave me more questions than answers. And so when I started my PhD program, because I wanted answers, because I needed answers, my research initially was around Black maternal mental health. I wanted to know how becoming a mother impacted Black women's mental health. At that time, during 2020, I was especially concerned about the mortality rates around Black women who were giving birth. And so there were a ton of curiosities, a ton of questions. And in that moment, in that period of my life, I didn't know where to find those answers. Interestingly enough, I was in a course, a leadership course, and one of our assignments asked us to research different types of leadership styles. I had only ever heard of servant leadership, and I heard of servant leadership through the women in my maternal line. That's what I'd seen demonstrated for me, and so that's what I went with. I wanted to be a servant leader. I had not fully grappled with what that meant for me as a Black woman in a helping profession and how that would ultimately shape my clinical work, how I experience the world, and how the world would experience me. Through my research, for this particular assignment, I had to create a presentation, and I wanted a visual on my PowerPoint presentation that would really encapsulate what servant leadership was for Black women. So I was up one night, the house was quiet, the babies were asleep, and I was researching. And the research led me back to slavery. And the visual that I chose for my presentation was a visual of an enslaved woman who on one bosom was nursing her child and on the other bosom nursing a white child. And this was the message. Like, this is what I wanted people to see. This is what I wanted to shape my research around and eventually thought leadership around, because this is what in a lot of ways had been demonstrated for me as a Black woman in the Deep South. And so this imagery, this powerful imagery, really kind of catapulted me into thinking about what identity development and caregiving and emotional labor looked and felt like for Black women, which ultimately led me to my final dissertation topic around how Black women unlearn the strong Black woman narrative. And so this realization around what had been occurring in my maternal line, and also that it was an expectation for me to behave, sacrifice, and engage in caregiving in a way that did not feel true and authentic to who I wanted to become as a mother. It really helped me begin to renegotiate my understanding of womanhood, caregiving, sacrifice, emotional labor, invisible labor, identity development, and boundaries. And so with this renegotiation, with this questioning that I had, it forced me to get really, really clear on my values. It forced me, and I think it will require a lot of us, to ask questions like, what kind of mother do I want to be? And what type of cycles do I want to break? What belief systems about womanhood did I inherit? And what expectations did I absorb from watching my own mother? And sometimes women begin to see that they inherited belief systems about womanhood and caregiving that they now want to question. For some of us, matrescence deepens our connection with our mothers. There can be a new sense of empathy, and you might find yourself thinking, I didn't realize how much she was caring. But for other women, motherhood can and will often lead to new boundaries that need to be set. Because once you become responsible for a child's emotional and psychological well-being, you start to think critically about the environment that you want your child to grow up in. And so sometimes we realize that certain patterns need to stop, certain dynamics need to change, certain conversations need to happen. Motherhood can bring clarity about what kind of relationships are healthy and what kind of relationships are unhealthy. And that clarity is what oftentimes shapes or reshapes the mother-daughter relationship. It doesn't always happen in a negative way, but often in a more honest and conscious way. Another important piece of this conversation is recognizing that every generation of women mothers under different conditions. Our mothers were shaped by their cultural context, their economic realities, their support systems or lack thereof, and the expectations that were being placed on them, both through their familial environment, but also within the societal environment. And for some, because of internalization, whether that be internalized oppression or the standards and pressures that they've put on themselves. Many women today are trying to mother differently. They are trying to prioritize emotional health, breaking cycles, raising emotionally aware and emotionally healthy children, while also redefining what motherhood looks and feels like, not just for them children, but also for themselves. In many ways, motherhood becomes not just about raising children. We are asking questions around, what am I continuing? What am I changing? What am I healing? This relationship becomes about rewriting generational stories. If you're a mother listening to this episode, I want to leave you with a few questions for reflection. How has motherhood changed the way that you see your own mother? Has it brought about compassion, clarity, grief, or boundaries? What parts of your upbringing do you want to carry forward? And what parts of your upbringing do you want to intentionally choose to do differently? Matrescence is not about becoming a mother. It's about becoming a new version of yourself. The identity process that is catapulted when you bring a new human earthside. Part of this process often includes revisiting the story of the daughter that you once were. And so we may have to deconstruct that. We may have to dig deeper into the narrative, the belief systems, the conditioning that was created by the experience of being a daughter. Motherhood does not just raise children. It raises us. It raises questions. Questions about who we are, where we come from, and what we want to pass forward. And sometimes the most powerful story or part of becoming a mother is realizing that we now have the opportunity to rewrite the story. I hope this episode was insightful and helpful. And if this is you, if this episode resonated and you are thinking about your experience as the daughter and what that means to your mother-daughter relationship now that you are a mother, one of the places that I would encourage you to start is your values. What are your values? And what do those values look like practically? And how are they being lived out through motherhood, through your experience, both as the mother, as the daughter, and as you begin to mother yourself so that you can be the mother that your daughter needs?
Hey, Brittany checking back in here. I really hope that you enjoyed that episode. I did. And Dr. Moore has created a values checklist for you to help you define them and create your values and to see how they're being lived throughout your motherhood and through your experiences with both a mom and a daughter. So the link to go grab her checklist so that way you can start defining your own values is going to be in the description box below. Thank you for being here. And also, thank you for being patient with me as I get my family across the country and settled. And that is what me and Dr. Moore have for you today. I will see you guys in the next episode.
That's all for today's episode of the Mother-Daughter Relationship Show. Thanks so much for spending this time with me. I hope you picked up some valuable insights that you can start using right away in your own relationship to create deeper connection and understanding. If something from today's episode resonated with you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with the mother or daughter in your life who needs to hear this message. And while you're at it, please consider leaving a rating and review so we can reach more families and transform the way mothers and daughters relate to each other. For those ready to take the next step, you can visit my website to learn more about my private coaching programs and my program designed specifically for mother-daughter pairs. Whether you're dealing with communication challenges, life transitions, or just want to strengthen an already good relationship, I'm here to help. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next one.